Good. All right, good morning. Let's get started. My name is Benjamin Ettinger, and I'll be covering the DAF today. So it's my first time. Bear with me. All right, so we're going to start with the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. On the bottom, Shachat Shnei Kvasim. So the Mishnah here is talking about the Kabbonis that you bring on Shavuos. There's two sheep that are brought as Karban Shlamim, and then the Shtei Lechem, two bread offerings. The thing to keep in mind is that the Shtei Kvasim, the two sheep, the Karban Shlamim, are the matir for the Shtei Lechem. You have to bring the Shlamim first, and then once you do that, that's the matir for the Shtei Lechem, which have their whole baking and waving process. So, Shachat Shnei Kvasim, if you shach the Shtei Kvasim on Shavuos, la'achol achas ben achalos, to eat one of the chalos, one of the Shtei Lechem, lamachar, chutz lizman. So you have a pigal intent during the Shtei Kvasim for one of the Shtei Lechem. Or, hikter shnei bazichin, la'achol achad men asadarim lamachar. Or, this is talking about the Lechem Apanim, the 12 Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan. They are replaced each week. At the end of the week, you take one of the spoonfuls of Lavona from the Shulchan and offer it up on the Mizbeach. Once you do that, that's the matir for the Shtei Lechem. So if you offer one of these spoonfuls of Lavona on the Mizbeach with a pigal intent if you offer the spoonfuls of Lavona with a pigal intent for one of the Siddarim, for one of the sets of the Shtei Lechem, Lamachar to eat it chutz lizman, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oso Achalav, Oso Aseder, Shechishev Olav Pigal, V'chaim Olav Kares, V'hasheni Pasol V'ein Bo Kares. Rabbi Yossi says, only that Chalav of the Shtei Lechem, or that set of Lechem Apanim that you had a pigal intent about becomes pigal, but the other set is not as stringent, it's only Pasol, and there's no Kares. The Chachamim Omrim Zevaze Pigal V'chaim Olav Kares. The Chachamim say, no, even if you only had intent, pigal intent about one of the Shtei Lechem, or one set of the Lechem Apanim, both sets become pigal, and your chayv karis for. So the Gemara is going to go through this machlokes in detail. So Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna starts off, and he has a pshat in Rav Yossi. Omar Har Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said elsewhere, pigal b'yarech shel yamin, lo nispagla yarech shel small. If during the shechita process you have a pigal intent about one portion of the animal only, I have pigal intent to eat the yarech shel yamin, the right thigh, chutz lizman. But you don't. That's the only thing you're thinking about. Rabbi Yossi says only that portion of the animal becomes pigal, but the left thigh is not pigal. My time. What's the reason? How does he know this? Ibois ema svara, vibois ema kra. He has a logical reason and a drasha from the pasuk. Ibois ema svara. If you want to say the svara, lo adifa machshava mimaisa. A thought shouldn't be stronger than an action. Tuma ilo itmechad avre mi itmele kule. If you are metame one portion of the animal, if you have a thigh from a carbon and it becomes tame, does the left thigh become tame after the shechita is done? After it's separated, you have one piece in one hand, one piece in the other. If the right thigh becomes tame, does the other one become tame? No. So if that doesn't, if that tuma from one side doesn't transfer to the other, certainly a thought should not transfer from one side of the animal to the other. V'boyz a makra, or you can say it's a drashim from the pasuk. V'hanefesh aucheles mimenu avonati sa. This is talking about pigal. The person who eats from it, he shall carry his sin. Mimenu v'lo michavera. Only from that portion do you have the chiyuv, but not from its friend. So that's Rav Huna's pshat and Rav Yossi. If you have pigal intent by yarech shel yamin, the yarech shel yosmol does not become pigal. So the Gemara is going to have a field day with this. So esvei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asks on Rav Huna. La'olam ein bo kares ad sheyifagel b'shtehen b'kizayis. We have a brisa that says, this is backed by the Shtei Lechem. There's no din of pigal. This brisa states that there's no kares until you have pigal intent from both of the Shtei Lechem b'kizayis. So if you're shechting one of the Shtei Kvasim on Shavuos, and you have pigal intent, say, for half a kizayis from one of the Shtei Lechem and then half a kizayis from the other, that combines to become pigal. One of the Shtei Kvasim, half a gezayis from one of the Shtei Lechem, half a gezayis from the other, combines to become pigal. Now, so the Gemara is going to try to figure out who's the author of this brisa. B'shtehen in be'achas mehen lo. The brisa clearly said it's if you combine. If you have half a gezayis from one of the Shtei Lechem and half a gezayis from the other, it becomes pigal. But if you were to do just one, it would not be pigal, according to this brisa. One of the Shtei Kvasim, half a gezayis from one of the Shtei Lechem, that's not pigal. Who would hold such a thing? Ilei Rabbanan, afilu be'achas mehen, Nami, Nami. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan and the Mishnah clearly say if you have pigel intent during one of the for one of the shtei lachem, it does both of them do become pasul. So that can't be like the Brisa. Alapshita Rabbi Yossi. It must be it's Rabbi Yossi who in the Brisa said that if you have pigel intent by one of the shtei lachem, the other one does not become pasul. So this Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yossi, but is that would that really does that really make sense? Iyam Rabbi Shlama Chad Gufahu Mishum Hachi Mitzdarif. It makes sense if you hold that the Shtei Lachem are one grouping. That's why they are Mitzdarif. That's how Rabbi Yossi can say if you have pigel intent by one of the Shtei Lachem Hafik Azayis and the other of the Shtei Lachem of the Hafik Azayis, they become combined and you can have pigel. Ali Amit Shrei Gufei Ninhu Mitzdarfi. But if he holds they're two separate things like he does in the Mishnah, can they be Mitzdarif? In the Mishnah, he says they're two separate things because if he has pigel intent for one of the Shtei Lachem, the other one doesn't become Pasul. But if you look at the Brisa, he says over there, if you have pigel intent for half a gazayis from one and half a gazayis from the other, they do combine. So is it Shrei Gufei or is it Gufei, or is it two separate items or is it one separate item? So the Gemara says, are you right? It's a good question. Hamani Rebihi. This Brisa really isn't Rebbe Yossi. This Brisa of the Olam Ein Bo Karis Aichi Fagel B'Shtein B'Gazayis is not following the sheet of Rebbe Yossi. It's Rebbe. Titania. Hashochid es hakeves lacho chatzi zayis mechalo zu. If somebody shechs one of the shtei kvasim with pigel intent for half a gazayis from one of the shtei lechem, and then he moves on to the next karban, v'chein chaveiro lacho chatzi zayis mechalo zu, and then he has pigel intent during the shechita of the second of the shtei kvasim for the next of the shtei lachem. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer ani shezeh kasher. I would say that in this situation, this is kasher. So, taima de amar chati chati. In that brisa, Rabbi says, there's no pigel because you had, it's half and half. You had half a pigel and tenth during one shchita for one of the shtei lachem, and then half of the other half of the shtei lachem during the other shchita of the second of the shtei kvasim. Aval amar kizayis mishteim itzdarif. But we would extrapolate. Rebbe would hold if you would have intent for half during the shchita of one of the shtei kvasim, half a kizayis from one of the shtei lachem and half a kizayis from the other, he would say that it does combine to become pigel. So that aligns with what the Brisa had said. La'olam ein bo karis achi fagel b'shtein b'kizayis. So as of right now, this Brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi, and we do not have a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara is not satisfied with that. The Rabbi Alib Deman, Rabbi has to hold like somebody. So does he hold like Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan? E Alib de Rabbanan, if he holds like the Rabbanan, afilu be achas mehen nami, even if you have pigel intent with just one of the shtei lachem, you would have pig. Both of them become pigel. E Alib de Rabbi Yossi, if he holds like Rabbi Yossi, hadra kushchen lotuchte, the kasha comes back on itself. If Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi, how does he resolve the question, the difference between the brisa that says the first brisa that we brought that the Mishnah where he says they do not combine. If you have pigel intent by one of the shtei lachem, it does not affect the other. And versus the other brisa that Rabbi would have to hold like Rabbi Yossi and state that the olam ein bo karis achi fagel b'shteim, so they do combine. So we tried to get away from having a kasha between Rabbi Yossi in two different places. We said it's like Rabbi. Well, Rabbi has to hold like somebody. If he holds like Rabbi Yossi, it would still be a kasha. So what do? We change the brisa. So the la'olam aliba de Rabbanan. Really, you say the brisa is like the Rabbanan. V'lo tema achi fagel b'shtehen, ela ima achi fagel b'shnehen. So you have to go back and we have to look at the brisa. It says la olam ein bo karets ad sheyfagel b'shtei hen b'kizayis. We originally thought that meant you're shechting the shtei lachem, you're shechting the shnei kvasim, and you have pigel intent by both of the shtei lachem. One of the sheep, half a kizayis from one of the shtei lachem, half a kizayis from the other. The brisa says no, that's not what it meant. It meant there's no pigel until you shecht both of the shtei kvasim and have a pigel intent by even just one of the shtei lachem. It's not one of the keves, two of the shtei lachem. It's two of the keves, one of the shtei lachem. So you cannot have pigel until you do both of the shtei kvasim. This is a concept that we've talked about before. this price is locking down, is doubling down on the fact that you have to do pigel for all of the matirin. So you, in order to do the shtei lachem, you have to complete the process of both of the shtei kvasim. So both of the shtei kvasim are matirin. So the Brice is teaching you that you have to do, that there's no pigel unless you have that pigel intent across all of the matirin. So you have to do both of the shtei kvasim. And the Brice is teaching you leafuki b'yad Remeir. Remeir says mefagle mechatzi matir, that you can, you could have a pigel case where you only have pigel intent during half of the matir, one of the shtei kvasim. The Brice is saying no, you have to have pigel intent for both. And then even in that scenario, if you have pigel intent throughout both for just one of the shtei lachem, it becomes pigel. So that again, we can move away from Akasha on Rabbi Yossi, and it's not Rebbe, it's now the Rabbanan, but it's a different scenario. It's talking about Shech, teaching you that both of the shtei kvasim have to have pigel by both of the shtei kvasim in order to affect pigel on the shtei lachem. So now, the Gemara says, well. So the fukim de Remeir, the Amar Mefaglim Nechatzi and Matir, Kamash Malan Delo. That we do not hold like the Remeir, you have to have pigel intent for the entire Matir. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Mai La Olam. So the Brisa said, La Olam Ein Bokares Achi Fagel Bishtein Bekazayas. Always, there's no Karis until you have pigel by both of them. That la'olam is coming to teach you something extra, something that you would not have thought of. It's an extra word. It's coming to teach you something extra. So what is the la'olam? What is the extra thing that we would not have thought? Iyamre bishlama bishtehen ubishnehen v'rebi yosihi uleafuki miyodar meyar midar umidar abanan ka'asi hanu tekamar la'olam. It would have made sense if that rice is going like Rebbe Yossi, and it's teaching us two things. You cannot do pigel until you shecht both of the shtei kvasim, and there's no pigel until you have pigel intent by both of the shtei lechem. Then it's coming to teach you two things. We don't hold like Rabbi Meir, who says mefaglim bechatzi matir, you have to have all the matirin, and we don't hold like the Rabbanan, you have to have pigel intent by both of the shtei lechem. So that's the la'olam. It would make sense in that scenario. Two and two, both of the shtei lechem, both of the shtei kvasim, then you have a pigel intent that's coming to teach you not, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir or the Rabbanan. Hainu tekamar la'olam. Eli amrit Rabbanan. But if it's like we're saying, we're following Shitas Rabbanan, uleafuki miyodar Remeir, and it's only coming to teach you one thing, that we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. You have to have pigel intent by both of the shtei kvasim. Mai la'olam. What's the extra thing? That's logical. The Brisa says that you do not have, there's no pigel until you have pigel intent by both of them. So what's the la'olam? So the Gemara is going to continue on with the questions. Now we're going to have another question on Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Va'od ha'amar of Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Tashma, come learn in this Brisa. Rebbe Omer Mishnah Rebbe Yossi, key word, Rebbe saying this in the name of Rebbe Yossi. Pigel bedavar hanase bechutz, pigel bedavar hanase befnim, lo pigel. You can have a scenario where you have pigel about something that takes place in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's something for a scenario that happens inside of the Heichal. If you have pigel intent outside or inside, it could be that there's no pigel. What does this mean? Ketzad. Hayomi bechutz. If you're standing outside in the courtyard, v'amar hareni shochet, and you're doing shchita, and you're saying, I'm going to shech this animal, almanas lahazos midamo lamachar, to do the blood application inside the heichal tomorrow, chutz lizman. Or low pigel. That is not pigel. Shemachshava bechutz. You're standing outside, you're about to shech the animal outside in the courtyard, and you're thinking about a blood application inside. That is not pigel. The pigel intent has to be for a process in a place that you're standing right now. If you're outside and you're thinking about something that's going to take place inside, not pigel. Or the other way around. If you're outside and you're thinking about something that's inside, that's not going to be a pigel case. Or if you're standing inside, I'm standing inside, I'm about to do the blood application, and I'm thinking about the next step, which is the burning of the emurim, and that takes place outside. You're inside thinking about a process outside, and you have pigel intent about that process, that is not pigel. So you have pigel intent, so you're inside, and you say, I'm doing the blood application, to burn the emurim on the mizbeach tomorrow, or lishpoch shirayim lamachar, or to pour the remaining of the remains of the blood on the yisod tomorrow. Again, an outside process. lo pigel shemachshava bifnim bedavar hanasa bechutz, because this is something you're thinking about a process. You're inside thinking about a process that takes place outside, so that will not be pigel. So the Gemara picks up. Oh, so then the Gemara keeps going. Haya ombi bechutz va'amar hareni shochet almanas lishpok shiraim lemachar or lehakte imurim lemachar. But if you are outside, you're doing shechita, and you're thinking about a process that takes place outside. You say, I'm going to do the spilling of the blood on the yisod, or I'm going to burn the imurim chutz lizman. That would be pigel shemachshava bechutz bedavar hanasa bechutz, because you're outside, you're doing shechita outside, and you're thinking about a process that takes place outside, lishpok shirayim or hekter imurim outside on the mizbeach. That would be pigel. So the Gemara picks up on the lishpok shirayim. If you're inside and you're thinking about lishpok shirayim to spill out the remainder of the blood on the yisod, or you're outside doing shechita and you're skipping and you're thinking about lishpok shirayim spilling out the remainder of the blood on the yisod leaflugi mai. In those cases that the Braisa talked about, what's becoming pigel? So you're thinking about, I'm going to spill the blood tomorrow chutz lizman while you're shechting the animal. If does that mean that the dam becomes pigel? You're shechting now. You're thinking about the dam, the blood spilling on the yisod, and the Gemara says that would become pigel if you're standing outside. If you're inside, it's not. What would become pigel? The blood itself. Dam mimefagel. Can blood itself become pigel? I thought tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Elu devarim she'ein chayavin alehan mishum pigel. These are the things that you're not chayav for pigel. If you have pigel intent about hakometz, the actual kmitza from the kavar mincha, or bahalavona, or about the lavona, the frankincense on the kavar mincha, or minchas kohen vakatoras, or if you have pigel about the katoras, the spice offering, or minchas kohenim, or a special kavar mincha that a kohen would bring, or minchas nesachim, or a mincha that gets brought along with wine karbanos, or minchas kohen mashiach, or the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, veha dam, and blood. So we have a clear Mishnah that states that dam cannot become pigel. So what was it? Ela pshita la'afluge basar. It must be that the basar becomes pigel. You're shechting now. You're thinking about pigel intent of spilling the blood chutz lizman on the mizbeach. This was a brisa. The meat becomes pigel. You're not thinking about the meat. You're thinking about spilling out the blood. The blood can't become pigel, so the meat, the basar of the animal, becomes pigel. Now, hashta now. Uma hasam delo chashiv bebe basar gufei. In that scenario, you're not thinking about the meat at all. You're thinking about the blood. You're shechting, thinking about spilling the blood out at the wrong time. The basar itself becomes amar Rabbi Yosi mefagel. The basar itself becomes pigel. This whole brisa was according to the Shita Rabbi Yosi. Hacha dechashiv bebe zevach gufei lo kol shekein. Back in the beginning of the Gemara, where Rabbi Yosi had the shita about Yarech Shel Yamin does not make Yarech Shel Smol pigel, well, in that scenario, you're thinking about the basar, you're thinking about a portion of it. Certainly, in that case, the entire animal should become pigel. If in a scenario where you're not thinking about the meat at all, you're thinking about the blood, still we say that the meat becomes pigel. Certainly, in a scenario where you are thinking about the meat, yes, it's a portion of it, shouldn't the whole thing also become pigel? So that's Akasha from this Brisa that quotes Rabbi Yossi on the Brisa before that Rabbi Yossi had stated about Yarech Shel Yamin, Yarech Shel Smol does not become pigel. We're going to ask another similar type of question now on Rabbi Yossi from another Brisa. Hacha dechashiv bebe zevach gufei lo kol shekein de pigel beyarech yamin pigel beyarech smol. V'odomar Ravuna also said, Tashma, hakometzis a mincha lecho shioreha o lahakter kumtza lemachar. This is the Mishnah from the beginning of our parak. If you're doing kumitza on a carbon mincha, and you have in mind to eat shioreha, to eat the remainder of the carbon mincha chutz lizman, or lahakter kumtza lemachar, or to burn the kometz that you're taking chutz lizman tomorrow, modi Rabbi Yosi bezu shepigel v'chayev and alav kares. That's a standard case of pigel, and Rabbi Yossi agrees. In that scenario, that is pigel, and you're chayv kares. Now, same sort of question. Lahakter kumtza le'eflugei mai. You're taking the kmitza, and you're thinking that you're going to burn the kmitza chos lizman. What becomes pigel in that scenario? Ilei me le'eflugei kometz. Is it that the kometz itself becomes pigel? Komets mi befagel, can the komets itself become pickle? We just saw this. V'hatanam, we learned in that Mishnah. Eilu devarim she'en chayavin Allah aleihen misham pickle. These are the things that you're not chayav pickle for. Ha'komets v'chuli. The komets cannot become pickle. Ella shita le'efluge shirayim. It must be when you're doing kemitza and you have pickle intent to burn the kemitza chutz lizman, the kemitza doesn't become pickle. The remainder of the karban mincha becomes pickle. So now here we go again. Same question. Hashta. Uma hasam to lo chashev behu b'shirayim gufei. You're not thinking about the shirayim at all. There's nothing wrong there. You're thinking about the kemitza. You're doing the kemitza and you're thinking, I'm going to burn the kemitza chutz lizman. Still, miflagi, the entire offering becomes pasul. There's shirayim become pasul. Yudalat on the base. Hacha de chashev behu b'zvicha. Here in this scenario, where you are thinking about the entire animal, you're thinking hacha dechashav behu bezvicha gufei lo kol shekain. You're thinking about yarach shel yamin, but still you're thinking about the actual animal. Rabbi Yossi in that scenario should say that the entire animal becomes pigle. If he says by the mincha where you're not thinking about the offering, you're thinking about the kemitza, it becomes basel. Certainly in a scenario where you are thinking you're having a pigle intent about the actual offering, it should become pigle. So we have a number of questions on Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to switch gears. Ella Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hano Tamad Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, we have a new reasoning for Rabbi Yossi. He has a pretty good defense. Hakasav Asun Guf Echad, Vakasav Asun Shnei Gufin. He's following the Torah. The Torah, in certain scenarios, groups the Shtelachim together, and certain scenarios considers them separate. Guf Echad, Dema'akvi Ahadadi. They're considered one body, one unit, because they're ma'akiv each other. You're not yotze the mitzvah of shtei lachem until you offer both of them. You have to do the waving together as one unit, both of them as one unit. So in certain situations, the Torah groups them together. So the guf echad de ma'akvi hadadi shnei gufin damarachmana halachudei avida v'halachudei avida. But the preparation has to be done separately. The Torah says you have to knead and prepare one, and then knead and prepare the other. So in certain situations, the Torah groups them. In certain situations, the Torah separates them. So Rabbi Yossi says, I follow that logic. In certain situations, they're grouped. That's why you can have pigle intent for half a kezias from one and half a kezias from the other, and it combines to become pigle. But conversely, he holds they're separate. If you have pigle intent about just one in the Mishnah, the other one does not become pigle. So he's just following. He's following the way the pasuk lines it up. So, right? Arvino misarvin de hakasav asun guf echad. He mixes them together in certain situations, just like the pasuk makes them one guf. That's why if you have half a gezayis intent, intent for half a gezayis from one combined with half a gezayis from the other of the shtei lechem, it becomes pigel. Palagino mifleg de hakasav aso shnei gufin. But in certain situations, he separates it. If you have pigel intent by one, the other one does not become pasul, because in other scenarios the pasuk considers them two separate items. Okay, so now we're going to move on a little bit, and we're going to ask about another set of similar scenarios. Would the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan still apply? But Rabbi Yochanan asks, "Pigel belachme toda mahu b'minchas ma'afe mahu." If a person would have pigel intent by the lachme toda, which are carbon mincha, thanks offering. There's a whole bunch of rules, but there's 40 loaves that get brought with a carbon toda. 10 that are challah, 10 that are matzah, 10 that are like wafers, 10 that are flour. So there's different categories of the mincha for the carbon toda. So if you have pigle intent by one set, say by the challah, do the other sets also become pigle? Does Rabbi Yossi in that scenario say no, and the Rabbanan say yes? Does the same machlokas apply? Or b'minchas ma'afa, another special type of mincha, like a baked mincha, where there's one set that are challah and one set that are wafers. So if you have pigle intent by one category, does the same machlokas apply? Does Rabbi Yossi say the other category is still fine? And the Rabbanan say no, the other category is affected as well. So Tana Lei Rav Tachlifa Mimarava, Rav Tachlifa from the West says, v'chein ata omer b'lachmei toda, v'chein ata omer b'minchas ma'afa, yes. You would say that the machloka still applies by the lachme toda, and it also applies by the minchas ma'afa. The Rabbi Yossi would say if you have pickle intent by one category, the other categories are still okay, and the Rabbanan would say no, all of them become pickle. All right, so the Gemara now moves on from this. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Bishas Shchita. If while you're shechting an animal, Chishev La'achol Chatzi Zayas, you have intent to eat half a kazayas of pigle. So you're shechting the animal, standard case, but you're only having pigle intent by half a kazayas. And then you move on. Uvishas Zrika, Chishev La'achol Chatzi Zayas. You move on to the next step. One of the next steps is Zrika, and you have pigle intent for half a kazayas there. Pigle, those combine to be pigle. You're doing shchita, half a kazayas, and then a couple minutes later you're doing Zrika, you have pigle intent there. Those combine, mipnei sheshchita uzrika mitzdarfin. This brisa says the shchita and zrika are mitzdarfin. They combine. So the Gemara extrapolates on that. Ika da amri, there are certain people that say shchita uzrika ditirvayu matirin. In Kabbalah v'halacha, lo. It's only in those two steps of the process where you can have a combination. So that you know, during the shchita, there's four processes: the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, shechting the animal, accepting the blood, walking to the mizbeach, walking to wherever the blood application is, and doing the blood application. So there's some people that say only the kabbalah and zrika combined because those are the matirin. You have to do shchita in order to do zrika, and then you can't do hektar imurim until you do zrika. So those are the two key parts of the process. So those two combine. If you have a kazayas from one and a half a kazayas from the other, it does combine to become pigle. But kabbalah v'holacha, the steps in the middle, which technically you could skip, you could shecht right next to the mizbeach, and then you don't have to do kabbalah and holacha. Those two, which are not matirin, they would not combine. So if you would have half a kazayas pigle intent during kabbalah, and then half a kazayas pigle intent during holacha, that would not combine to become pigle. It's only shchita and zrika. So that's one way of thinking. Or vika to amri hanach de mecharkin the kol shekain hani de mekarvin. Other people say, well, it's sort of a kal v'chomer. Shchita and zrika are steps 1 and 4; they're separate from each other. Still, even though they're distanced from each other, they do combine to form pigle. Steps 2 and 3, which are right next to each other, kabbalah and halacha, should also combine to have pigle. So one way of thinking is that only shchita and zrika, because they're the matirin, but not kabbalah and halacha. And then the other way of thinking is that, no, all of them would combine because 1 and 4 are the matirin, and then 2 and 3 are right next to each other. So the Gemara says, Aini, is this so? do they really combine? V'ha tani Levi learned, arba avodos ein mitzdarfis lepigel. The four avodos do not combine to get you into a pigle, to if you have half or less than a shear of pigle intent during some of them, they don't combine to become pigle. Shchita, uzrika, kabbalah, v'holacha. He clearly states that these four processes do not combine to affect pigle. So amarava. So what do we do? Lokasha harabi v'rabbanan. It's two separate people. D'tanya, like we see in the Braisa, Hashochit es a keves lachol chatzi zayas mechala zu, b'chein chaver lachol chatzi zayas mechala zu, Rebbe Omer anish is a kasher. This Braisa we saw before. If you're back to the Karbanos on Shavuos, if you shecht one of the shtei kivasim with intent for half a kazayas pigle on one of the shtei lachem, and then you move on to the next one, the next other shtei kivasim, and you have pigle intent for the second of the shtei lachem, Rebbe would say, in that case, they do not combine for pigle and it's kosher. So that Rebbe holds like Levi. Rebbe holds if you have pigle intent by half, during one part of the process and half during another part of the process, it does not combine. That follows like the shita of Levi and the shita of Rebbe. And then the brisa we saw before that says that during shchita and zrika, they do combine. That's the shita of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara is going to go back and forth on this a little bit. Amr le Abaye. Abaye said back to Rava, Emer tishamis le Rabbi chatzi matir v'chatzi achila. Where did Rabbi say his rule? He said his rule by a chatzi matir case and a chatzi achila case. Kulo matir v'chatzi achila mishamis le. Would he say that there is no pigle when you have a kulo matir and chatzi achila case? So Rebbe said by the case of the shtei kvasim, you're shechting one of the shtei kvasim and have pigle intent for one of the shtei lachem, and then you move on and you do the next of the shtei kvasim, and you have pickle and tent for the other one of the shtei lechem. That's half of the matir. You're doing one of the shtei kvasim, and also it's chatzi achila. You're also having half intent by the shtei lechem, half by the matir, one of the shtei kvasim, half of the achila, half the gezias of the shtei lechem. In that scenario, Rebbe says you don't combine, right? But would he say in a scenario where you're doing kulo matir and chatzi achila that they wouldn't combine? If by, say, the brisa before, you're shechting an entire animal, you're doing the entire shechita process, and you have pigel intent for chatzi achila for pigel, and then you do an entire zrika process, and you have pigel intent by another chatzi pigel. Wouldn't he say in that scenario you do combine? There's a difference. If you're, Rebbe only said there's no pigel combo if you do pigel intent by chatzi matir and chatzi achila, half of the matir, only one of the shtei kvasim of the shtei kvasim, and then one of the two of the shtei lechem. In that case, pigel intent doesn't combine. But wouldn't he say in a scenario where you're doing the kulo matir, you're doing the entire shlita, you're doing the entire zrika, even if you only have half intent for half a kazayas from one and half a kazayas from the other, you would combo there. There's more of a reason to make a combination there because you're doing the kulo matir. He only said his ruling where there's no pigel if you have pigel intent during chatzi matir. So it's going to get a little complicated. So we're going to go back and forth with this. It's already complicated, right? So Amale Rava Bar Rav Chanan Le Abaye. So Rava Bar Rav Chanan says back to Abaye. Now, V'i Isle Le Rebbe Kulo Matir V'chatzi Achila. If according to what you're saying, that Rebbe would say Kulo Matir and Chatzi Achila is pigel. So Rebbe says Chatzi Matir, Chatzi Achila is not pigel. But the kasha was, well, shouldn't he say in Kulo Matir Chatzi Achila it would be pigel? So according to that, if you would say that Rebbe holds, if you're doing an entire matir and you have pigel intent for half of the achila, in that scenario you would say pigel. Rebbe would hold pigel. Ligzar chatzi matir v'chatzi achila atu kulo matir v'chatzi achila. If he would hold that, he would have to make a gezera back to his original case where he said there is no pigel and say that there actually is pigel by chatzi matir and chatzi achila. Right now, Rebbe Shita is chatzi matir, chatzi achila, no pigel. Kulo matir, chatzi achila, yes pigel. If you hold Rebbe would say kulo achila, chatzi matir, there is pigel, you would have to change Rebbe's original Shita. He should have to make a gezera by chatzi matir, chatzi achila. In that scenario, there is pigel also. Why would he be forced to make a gezera? Because everybody else would do that. Because look, it's Daha Rebbe Yossi Gazer Rabbanan Gazer. Rebbe Yossi also makes gezeros in similar situation, and Rabbanan also makes gezeros in that situation. Rebbe Yossi Gazer Detzanan. Rebbe Yossi made a gezera like we learned in a Mishnah. Lahaktir Levonasa Lamachar. If you have pigel intent by a regular Karban Mincha, which has a Kometz and Lavona to be offered up, and you have pigel intent by just the Lavona, To do that chutz lizman, Rabbi Yossi Omer pasul ve'ein bo kares. Rabbi Yossi says that's pasul and there's no kares. V'chachamim omrim pigel b'chayiv and alav kares. Normally you need both of the matirin. That's Rabbi Yossi. You have to do both the komets and the lavona. So if you have just the lavona, that's not pigel. Rabbi Yossi still says it's pasul. It's not kasher. He takes a step. He makes a gezera and says, yes, it's not really pigel, but he makes a gezera. If you only have pigel intent by just the lavona, you don't have pigel intent by the kemitza, still Rabbi Yossi goes out of his way and says, that is a pasul karban. And the Rabbanan also make a gezera in these scenarios. Rabbanan nami gazri, the Rabbanan also make a gezera, ditznan, because we learned it in Mishnah. Pigel bekometz velo belavona, belavona velo bekometz. If you have pigel intent by just the kemitza or not the lavona, or just the lavona and not the kemitza, Rabbi Meir Omer pigel v'chayiv and lav kares. The Rabbanan say, Rabbi Meir says that is enough for pigel and your chayiv kares. The Chachamim Omerim ein bo kares ad sheifagu b'chol ha-matir. The Chachamim say, like we've seen before, there's no kares until you have pigel for the entire matir. So same story. You have pigel intent by just the kometz, or just the lavona. The chachamim say it's not pigel, but there's it's still possible. The chachamim omrim ein bo kares, there's no kares, but it's still possible. They make a gezer. It's not completely fine. They make a gezer, they possible the carbon. So here we go. So back to the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe says, chatzi matir, chatzi achila, does not combine to become pigel. So we extrapolate from that, he would say, kulo matir, chatzi achila, there would be pigel. The Gemara asks on that. Well, he would have to make a gezerah then. If he says, kulo matir, the entire shechita process, the entire zrika, when you have pigel intent for half a achila during both, that would be pigel. He would also then have to say, by chatzi matir, say, he would have to say, by chatzi matir, which was the shtei kavasim. You have pigel intent during one of the shtei kavasim, and then pigel intent during one of the other shtei kavasim for half a gezias from one of the shtei chalos and shtei, and then half a gezias from one of the others. In that scenario, he says there's no pigel, but he would have to make a gezera that there actually is, because he holds by kulo matir and chatzi achila, there is pigel. Why is he forced to? Because the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi also make gezeros in those scenarios to protect you from making a mistake. But you can see that the answer coming. The Gemara is going to say, in those scenarios, the Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, they had reasons for making gezeros. There's nothing forcing Rebbe to make a gezera to go back to change his original shita. What were the reasons that forced the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi to make their gezeros? Amar le, hachi hashta. Are you really bringing this question? Bishlama hasam gazer Rabbi Yossi. There's reasons why, in those scenarios that we quoted, Rabbi Yossi makes a gezera. Bishlama hasam gazer Rabbi Yossi. Komets de lavona atu komets de mincha. What was Rabbi Yossi's gezera? When you have pigel intent by just the lavona, it's puzzle. It's not pigel, but he still makes gezera that it's puzzle. Why? Because he's protecting you against a case of komets de mincha. He would say if you were having pigel intent during the kemitza, it would be pigel. So even though we're talking about the lavona, it's similar enough to a case. To the Komets de Mincha, they're both offerings from a Karban Mincha, and in those situations, in the Komets de Mincha scenario, that is pigel. So even though you're only having pigel intent by the Lavona, there's a reason there to make a gezerah, because it's close enough to the Komets de Mincha scenario. So there, Rabbi Yossi goes back and says, even by Komets de Lavona, it becomes possible, because it's close enough to Komets de Mincha. And then the Rabbanan have a reason for making their gezerah. Rabbanan Gazri, the Rabbanan make a gezerah, komets atu komets de mincha schote. What was the Rabbanan's gezerah? Pigel bekomets velo belavona, or belavona velo bekomets. If you have pigel intent by just the komets and not the lavona, there it's pasul. It's not pigel, because you need to have pigel intent by all of the matirin, by both the komets and the lavona. But if you have pigel intent by just the komets, the Rabbanan say it's pasul. Why? Atu komets de mincha schote. For a specific case of a mincha schote, which is a special carbon mincha, that there is no lavona. It's a carbon mincha that you have just the komets, and that's the only thing that gets burnt on the mizbeach. The lavona itself does not. So in a scenario where you have a carbon mincha, that you have both a kemitza and a lavona that gets burnt, and you have pigel intent by just the lavona, the Rabbanan say that's not pigel, but it's still pasul, because it's close enough to a case of a carbon mincha schote, which has only a komets. So even in that scenario, there's only one thing. So if you have pigel intent about that komets still of the minchas chote, that becomes pigel. Normally, you need to have pigel by two things by a carbon mincha, according to the Rabbanan, both the komets and the lavona. If you have pigel intent by one, it's not pigel. But the Rabbanan will make a gezerah and say it's still pasul, because it's close enough to a mincha that only has one offering. It only has the komets to the lavona. So that's the reason why the Rabbanan will make a gezerah by a regular Karban Mincha. Karban Mincha, you have pigel intent by the kemitza, not by the lavona. It's still possible, because it's close enough to a scenario of a mincha schote that only has a kemitza, no lavona. And in that scenario, if you have pigel intent by just one thing, the only thing, it becomes pigel. So we make a gezerah by a regular Karban Mincha also. So that covers the kemitza gezerah. Ulavona atu lavona haba bebazikin. Same thing. By a regular Karban Mincha, if you have, back to the Rabbanan's gezerah, pigel bekometz velo belavona, or belavona velo bekometz. If you have pigel intent by just the lavona now and not the kemitza, the Rabbanan say the same thing. It's not pigel, but it's pasul. Why? Because it's close enough to a similar karban, the lachem apanim. The lachem apanim, the way they're offering is you bring just the lavona up on the mizbeach. right? The spoonful is on top of the shulchan. So in that scenario, there's nothing else. There's just the lavona. So if you have pigel intent for just the lavona offering of the shtei lachem, that is pigel. So by a regular case of a mincha where there's lavona, yes, there's also a kemitza. The rabbanon will make a gezera in that scenario and say it's pasul because it's close enough to the lachem hapanim where there's only a lavona offering. And in that scenario, if you have pigel intent there, it becomes pigel. So the rabbanon make a gezera and say by even a regular karban mincha, if you have pigel intent by just the lavona, it's still pasul. That's the gezera. So and kvasim nami keves atu keves chavero. Bizach atu bizach chavero. And there's other scenarios where the Rabbanan make gezeros. This is from a Mishnah later on. If you take a look at the Rashi Keves, which is on the wide lines on the bottom, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down in the middle, Keves. Dami Rabbanan b'masnisin. Shachar achem min ha-kevasim l'echol beis chalos l'machar. Oh, hiktir achem min ha-bazichin l'echol shnei sedarm l'machar. To k'ami Rabbanan ein bo kares ha-pasol. This is similar to the cases that we've talked about. It's talking about again the shtei kvasim on Shavuos. If you shecht one of the shtei kvasim to eat both of the shtei lachem chutz lezman tomorrow, or you have a pigel intent during one of the bazichin, one of the spoonfuls of frankincense on the shtei on the lachem apanim for both of the sedarim. The cases we were talking about before was one and one. You do pigel intent during shchita of one of the shtei kvasim for one of the shtei lachem. And then you have pigel intent during the next one, next of the shtei kvasim for the other of the shtei lachem. This mission is talking about one to two. I'm sorry, it's talking about, yes, one to two. You have pigel intent by one of the kvasim for both of the shtei lachem, or one of the bazichin for both sets of the lachem apanim. In that scenario, the Rabbanan will say it's pasul, but not pigel. But they make a gezerah for that it's pasul. Why? Same thing. Because they it's close enough to the scenario where you do in fact have pickle by both of the shtei kvasim and both of the bazikin. If you're offering one of the shtei kvasim and a pickle intent by both of the shtei lachem, the rabbanim will say it's pasul to protect you from a scenario where you have pigel intent by both of the shtei lachem for both of the shtei lachem, or both of the bazikin for both sets of the lachem upon it. It's close enough, so the rabbanon make a gezerah. We want to protect you from that case. They say kvasim nami keves atu keves chavero. If you have pigel intent by one, it's possible to protect you a case where you would have pigel intent by both of the shtei kvasim, or bazach atu bazach chavero. Same thing. If you have pigel intent by one of the bazichin of the lachem apanim, it's possible to protect you from a scenario where you have pigel intent by both of the bazichin. So in all of these cases, back to the point, they have reasons for making their gezeros. The Rebbe, the Rabbanan have reasons for making their gezeros, and Rebbe Yossi. Elohacha, back to the case of Rebbe. Mi ika chatzi matir v'chatzi achila ba'al medalekin v'ligzer. Is there a scenario that we have to protect against for Rebbe? Rebbe said, Chatzi matir, chatzi achila, it does not combine to become pigel. You shechtu one of the kvasim and have pigel intent for half a gezeis from one of the shtei lachem, and then again, another keves, half a gezeis for the other shtei lachem. That's chatzi matir, chatzi achila, there's no pigel. He doesn't have to make himself more stringent. There's nothing else to protect against. The Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yossi had all these other gezeros because there was reasons. They were similar enough to other scenarios where we would make a gezera to pasul whatever you were doing. But Rebbe would not be forced to change his gezera to make that chatzi matir chatzi achila pasul. And this makes sense. Why? Hachi nami mistabra. Detame de Rabbanan mishum hachi. The reason of the Rabbanan is because of this. Is because of a gezera. Tiktani Seifa, because we learned in the Seifa of this mission that we'll see on Daf Tezayin that we saw in the Rashi. Modin Chachamim the Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim agreed to the Rebbe Meir. B'minchas Chote, b'minchas Kenos. By a Minchas Chote and a Minchas Kenos, these are both special carbon Minchas that have one matir, the Komets. There's no Lavona on these. And Pigel b'Komets, Shepigel. If you have Pigel by pigel intent by just the kemitza, it becomes pigel. The chayiv and the love kares, and your chayiv kares, shehak komets hu amatir, because the komets is the matir. So the Gemara asks, how lamali the misni klal pshita? Why do the Rabbanan have to say shakometz u'matir? By these karbanos, minchas kote, minchas kenos, there's only kamitza. There's no lavona. It's in the Torah. You don't need something to come and tell you that the kometz u'matir. That's the only thing there is. The only matir is the kamitza. Everybody knows that. So why did they go out of their way to say in these scenarios, by the minchas kote and the minchas kenos, where there's only kamitza, it becomes pigel because hakometz u'matir? Mi ita macher amatir achrina? Is there another matir? Elalav hakamash malan? It's coming to teach you the taima de kometz mishum de ika kometz de minchas chote de damilei. The reason why the rabbanan made their gezeros in other scenarios where you have a regular karban mincha and you have pigel intent by just lavona or just the kometz, it's to make a gezera atu a case of the minchas chote and the minchas chavitim, where there's only the kamitza that can become pigel. They're over there by that scenario, by the minchas chote and the minchas kenos, the rabbanan go out of their way to say, in that scenario, it's pigel because it's the only matir. So they say that there to teach you, by a regular mincha, we're going to be close enough to that, and we make a gezera to say that in those, by a regular mincha, if you have pigel intent by just the lavona or just the kometz, it's not pigel, because you have to have pigel by both of the matirin, but it's close enough to the minchas chote and the minchas kenos, where there's only a kamitza, there's only one matir, that even in these scenarios we say it's pasul but not pigel. So we can go back now and say that Rebbe, we can align the brisos before, and we can say that Rebbe holds like Levi that there's no combinations between the four avodos that we talked about, Shechita, Zrika, Kabbalah, and Holacha, and he's not forced to make a change to his Shechita because of a gezera of another case. All right. Thank you very much.